Week 1, Monday, Noon. Dear God, please come to my aid. Master, please hurry to help me. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. 490 must have passed long, long ago, and still I beg forgiveness for the same sad, dreary, sordid sins. It's not a game, I swear. I'm really sorry. I'm not strong, that's all it is. Whenever I do wrong, I hate myself. Still more when I'm to blame for what I gave up yesterday. I came into a world in which I don't belong. My child, I know. How can you ask me why I love you, if in fact there's nothing there to love? I love because I love. I make you lovable by loving you. I take no umbrage at your sins. I just don't care. I don't ask for success, but that you try. I have put my trust in you, Master, since the time when I was young. Psalm 71, Part 1. You are the one I trust, Yahweh. Please do not disappoint me. Set me free because of your justice. Help me escape. Please listen and come to my rescue, and then be a strong fortress for me to hide in, somewhere to go whenever I need. Once you give the command to save me, then be the rock to cover me and the fort to enclose me. Please free me from the clutches of these evil people. I am in the grip of unscrupulous, cruel men. And you, my God Yahweh, are my hope, the one I put my trust in from the time when I was young. In fact, you have been my support from birth, and you are always the one I give my praises to. Even though everyone is astounded at seeing me, you are my impregnable citadel, and my mouth is full of praise for you. It sings of your glory all day long. So please do not throw me aside now that I am old, and do not abandon me when my strength is gone, because my enemies are starting to slander me, and those waiting for me to die are hatching plots. God has left him, they are saying. Go after him now, and he is yours. There is no one to rescue him. My God, please do not go away. My dear God, please hurry to help me. Baffle and smash to pieces those who are after my life. Frustrate, disgrace, and humiliate the ones who are trying to ruin me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. I have put my trust in you, Master, since the time when I was young. Please do not abandon me when I am old. Part 2. Yes, I will keep hoping and sing more and more my praises to you. My mouth will be full of your justice and the way you keep me safe day after day. I cannot come to the end of what I would say. I will go on in the strength of my God Yahweh. I will tell of your virtue, virtue that is yours alone. My God, you have been my teacher from the time when I was young, and to this day I have been reporting your wonders. And now, my God, when I am old and my hair is gray, please do not leave me, not before I inform this generation of your power and praise your strength to everyone to come after it. Your justice and virtue, my God, are higher than anything. You have done such marvelous things. Who is like you, my God? You brought me into huge, bitter trouble, only to bring me back to life again. And you will bring me out of the depths of the earth and make me greater than ever with consolation everywhere I look. So I will take up my lyre and sing your praise and chant how faithful you are, my God. I will sing to you to the sound of the harp, Holy God of Israel. And my lips will be happy as they sing of you. And so will my soul, because you have ransomed it. My tongue will spend the whole of the day telling how virtuous you are, because the ones who tried to ruin me have been foiled and humiliated. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. Please do not abandon me when I am old. Reading, 1 Peter 1, 17-19. You should spend this time of your life away from your home in trepidation, in the realization that you were not ransomed from the impotent gropings you inherited from your ancestors, by ephemeral gold or silver, but by the inestimable blood of the prince, sacrificed like an unblemished, unspotted lamb. Claim me as your own once again, my master, and please have mercy on me, and I will thank you publicly as your people gather in prayer. Master, you call us to worship at the hour when your emissaries went to pray in the temple, and so we offer you our prayer in the name of Jesus. May his saving power come to everyone who calls on his name. We make this request through our master, the prince. Amen. Let us bless the master. Thank God.